From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, when it comes down to it, maybe more New Jerseyans put road maintenance ahead of environmental initiatives. A new FDU poll asked New Jersey residents about a new law that, on top of increasing the state's gas tax, creates a yearly $250 fee for electric vehicle owners.
Overall, 65% of New Jersey voters say that they support the additional fees on electric vehicles, and only 29% are opposed.
Poll director Dan Cassino says Democrats are a little less likely to support the fee, but it still has the support of strong majorities in both parties. It took a Monmouth County jury less than 2 hours Wednesday to convict a Lacey Township man of murdering his wife in 2022. The killing of 51-year-old Don Cruz happened during an argument while the couple was returning home from seeing their oldest son's band play a gig in Asbury Park in October 2022. Jeremy Cruz surrendered to police the same day and confessed to strangling his wife and leaving her body on the side of the road. A woman from New Jersey is getting a second chance at life thanks to surgeons at NYU Langone Hospital. Here's Lisa G with more.
NYU's Dr. Robert Montgomery said 54-year-old Lisa Pisano suffered from extreme kidney and heart failure and couldn't get a traditional transplant.
When you combine things that are just on the cutting edge, of the future, you just don't know how it's going to turn out.
Earlier this month, Pisano got the first ever combined implant of a heart pump and a genetically modified pig kidney. Doctors described her kidney function so far as perfect and add they can't put a specific time frame on her survivability.
The Plainfield Area Humane Society is looking for the person who abandoned four malnourished gray and white kittens on their front porch early Wednesday morning. They were caught on video quickly running away. The animals were cold and scared and found to be suffering from an upper respiratory infection. Staff members placed them on a heating pad and fed them. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. It's sunny out there now, but is there a chance of rain this weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. Here in late April, normal high temperatures, the long-term averages, are in the mid-60s. But we won't even be close to that mark today. And for the next 3 days, in fact, as colder air returns to New Jersey. Now, skies will be nice and bright today, mostly to partly sunny, but highs only reach about 50 to 55 degrees. Jacket weather territory all day. Tonight, clear and chilly, potentially frosty, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny and dry, high temperatures a little bit better, 55 to 60. And we'll top out around 60 degrees on Saturday, but skies will become mostly cloudy, and we'll have to add a chance for some late-day rain showers into Saturday's forecast, too. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Traffic and weather brought to you by Window Nation. April is here. Time to call Window Nation. Right now, buy two windows and get two free. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Right now, Berkeley Heights 54, Manalapan 51, Salem 52. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.